Welcome to Intrepid Lifestyle Radio. Call it your wish list, your bucket list, your to-do list. This is the show where we explore the people, places, and things that make the list of good living. Hailing from lovely Canton, Georgia, I am your host, Bill Ramsey of the Intrepid Now Network. Thanks for joining us. I am over the moon excited about today's conversation. When we at Intrepid Now discussed the parameters of this lifestyle show, we intentionally decided to include the adventuresome life. And let me tell you, today's conversation is all about adventure. Scott Coondy is the owner and co-founder of the Wildland Trekking Company. He grew up hiking and backpacking with his family in New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming. Turns out that backcountry hiking is highly contagious and terminal. His desire to get out has plagued him his whole life. He has a degree in English and has worked in the adventure travel profession most of his career. He has ventured professionally to 13 countries throughout North America, Europe, the South Pacific, and Central America. For 5 years, Scott also enjoyed facilitating leadership development seminars and workshops with two training companies, Odyssey Performance Enhancement Network and Clemmer & Associates. It is my great pleasure to welcome Mr. Scott Coondy to the Intrepid Lifestyle Radio Show. Thanks for being here, Scott.
Thanks, Bill. Really great to be here.
Well, Scott, my first question is where you unleashed the holy smokes on the audience. Tell us about the Wildland Trekking Company and what you guys do.
Yeah, so we are a adventure travel company that specializes in backcountry hiking experiences. We like to call it as unforgettable hiking vacations. And so we take people into major destinations like the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Yosemite, Great Smokies, Rocky Mountain National Park, Zion, Bryce. So all over the West and then as well in the Great Smoky Mountains. And our goal is to get people away from the crowds, away from the roads, into the backcountry, into the deep backcountry of these amazing places, and really immerse them in the wilderness and immerse them in the nature of these areas. And it's what we've been doing for about 10 years. We have about 80 guides that work for us, and we accommodate 5,000 to 7,000 guests a year with these trips. So we love it.
And that's exciting. So Scott, when you tell me that what you do is pretty deep backcountry, away from the crowds, away from the roads, is that to say that I need to be in pretty strong physical condition to go on one of your expeditions?
That's a great question, Bill. We offer a variety of what we call trip styles. And so everything we do is hiking. We consider ourselves to be the premier, if not one of the premier, American hiking expert companies. But within that hiking category, there's a lot of different trip styles. And so we offer backpacking trips, which take people on self-sustaining trips into the backcountry where we're carrying everything we have with us for anywhere from 3 days to as long as 7 or 8 days. And those trips are pretty rugged for the most part. People need to be in good shape. They need to be active and ready to go. A lot of times it requires training. Our other trips, we offer in-base trips. We offer what we call base camp trips. And both of those are series of day hikes. And so we either stay in lodges, oftentimes historic lodges, or we set up really comfortable base camps, what we call base camps, which are vehicle accessible campsites. And basically every day we go on day hikes into the wilderness, into really special places like waterfalls. In Yellowstone, it might be geysers or great wildlife spots. In the Grand Canyon, we're going to go into, you know, deep into the Grand Canyon and show you some of the greatest spots that there are to see from day hiking. You know, we provide all the meals, so everything's taken care of. But, you know, as long as people are active and healthy, pretty much we have a trip that fits everybody. So,
man, it sounds unbelievable. Gosh, you've got me itching to get out into the woods. So, Scott, I hate to ask you to name the favorite child, but I'm going to do that nonetheless. What is one of your favorite destinations that you guys offer?
Yeah, Bill, that's a great question. You know, my favorite, and I really do believe that we have world-class destinations, all of them. However, for me, my favorite is the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which includes Yellowstone National Park, which pretty much everybody's heard of. And then it also includes what's called the Wind River Range, which is a 100-mile stretch of really rugged, spectacular mountains that stretch south from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And then also what's called the Gros Ventre Wilderness. And those mountain ranges, plus Yellowstone, plus a couple other ranges where we don't operate, comprise the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. And for me, what makes it so special is, well, there's several things. One is the really amazing diversity. You can see on one hike, you can see geysers, thermals, waterfalls, amazing wildlife like grizzly bears and moose and wolves. You know, oftentimes we hear wolves at night howling. We follow grizzly prints on the trails. And, you know, on a backpacking trip, you're camped way in the wilderness. You know, this is some of the most remote wilderness in the continental United States. And it's just really a special, special area. So that, for me, that's my favorite.
I cannot imagine being that far out and looking up at the stars at night. It must be absolutely mind-blowing.
It is. Yeah. The nighttime skies. In fact, we hear, it's amazing how many guests. I always, whenever I guide a trip, at the end of it, I ask what their favorite part of the trip was and have everybody share their favorite part. And it's always surprising to me how many people share the nighttime skies, because a lot of us don't see a really vibrant night sky. The Milky Way is splashed across the sky just unbelievably clearly. It's really amazing. So
let's talk for a moment about the Wind River Range. And the reason I'm doing that is, Scott, I met you through my buddy Rainer Zerwinski. For the audience listening, Rainer is a stellar, astounding photographer located in Crested Butte, Colorado, and he referenced in his conversation on the Intrepid Photography Show that he is going to be actually taking this Wind River Range tour and taking folks out there not only into this phenomenal part of the country, but teaching them how to create astounding photographs, because Rainer is not only an incredible photographer, but a great guy and a great teacher. So as he was explaining the Wind River Range trip to me, there's something unique about that other than your typical backpack trip. Do tell.
Yeah. So Rainer has joined one of our newest programs. We do llama trekking now, and it's in the Wind River Range. We also do it in the Gros Ventre. It's in the Greater Yellowstone. And so we're doing a 7-day llama trip for Rainer, where a lot of his customers are going to come along and learn about how to take fantastic landscape photography. And what really makes it so special is that people get to hike with just light day packs. They get to hike along with the llamas, which are really amazing animals. They're, for the most part, friendly. They're low impact. They don't have a big impact on the trails. They're fun. And yeah, so we're going to go in for 7 days. And we're going to take them all the way into the Continental Divide, which is in the Wind River Range. It's a rugged spine of the Rocky Mountains. There's glaciers, there's granite towers, there's these amazingly deep cirques. It's all glacial carved, ancient mountains. And yeah, we're planning on showing Rainer and his group a really, really fantastic time.
Scott, let's shift gears for a second and talk about your business philosophy. I guess the best way to ask the question is, why are you doing what you're doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. We got into this about 10 years ago. There's three owners, and we, all three of us, have worked in pretty conventional careers. I started out of college working for a telecom company in Chicago. My two other business partners, they both worked in forestry, they worked in forestry regulation for state agencies. And, you know, we all dreamed about doing something we loved, about doing something really meaningful. And for us, this is it. We love the outdoors. We love adventure. All three of us are avid rock climbers and mountain bikers and skiers and hikers. And, you know, one of the biggest things for us we love is that we get to provide a valuable workplace for people that also love the outdoors. And we're connecting people with nature. So for us, it's meaningful on so many levels. It's an area we love. We feel like we're making a difference for a lot of people. And then we donate a lot of money to helping conserve these places where we take people, which that's a really big deal for us. And so, you know, for us, it was a risky step. You know, we all have families. We stepped away from conventional careers and decided to take on this business. None of us had any business experience, and we figured it out. And, you know, we've been really blessed to do well. So
speaking of business, explain to me how this works. You've got these tours all over the West and now also in the Smokies. Headquarters for you guys is in Flagstaff, Arizona. How does that work when somebody connects with you? Talk me through the logistics of, if I were to sign up for a trip now, how does it work with you being in Flagstaff and these trips all over the place?
Yeah, our headquarters are in Flagstaff. We have satellite offices in Coarse Gold, California for our Yosemite program. We have a satellite office in Bozeman, Montana, which is for our Greater Yellowstone program. And then we have a seasonal office in Denver, and we have up and coming, it's in the process of development, but another office in Asheville, North Carolina for the Great Smoky Mountains. And so when you schedule a trip, you're going to talk with one of our customer service reps. We're pretty out of the box. Everybody works from home. And so you could talk to, when you dial our 1-800 number, you could talk to somebody in Colorado, Arizona, California. We have a team of 6, what we call adventure consultants. There's 3 on every week, so there's 6 total, and we stagger them week on, week off, so that they can also guide trips. You know, we want people that are expert in the wilderness, expert at guiding, to also be the people helping our guests on the phones. And so they work 1 week on, 1 week off. So when you call, you're going to talk with one of those adventure consultants, and they work from home. They're going to help you find the right trip for you. You're going to get signed up, and then we're going to tell you where to fly into, what hotels to stay at. And basically, we shift our staff around depending on the time of year to these different locations. And so the Grand Canyon is our biggest destination, and it's a year-round destination, but it thins out in the summer. So a lot of our Grand Canyon guides then leave. They're trained in the other areas. They leave and they head to the other areas and they pick up where they left off and guide trips for people in all these other areas. And then we also have dedicated staff in each area as well.
So for somebody who's interested in booking a trip, do they need to get the entire party together or is it like a one-off? I could go and join another group? How does that work?
Yeah, great question. So we offer private trips for groups that want to just hike amongst themselves and not have other people on the trip. But most of what we do are what we call scheduled departures or scheduled trips. And they're mixed people. We have a lot of solo travelers. We have a lot of couples. We have a lot of, you know, old friends that get together and do trips. We have small families that'll join a trip and then they're combined with other people. So, you know, it really doesn't matter whether somebody's on their own or whether they're part of a larger group. We have ways to accommodate everybody.
We'll be right back after this quick break.
Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Combatant Gentlemen. An online menswear company that focuses on high-quality essentials at prices any guy can afford. Unlike other companies that charge ridiculous markups on their clothing, Combat Gent cuts out all of the middlemen and their markups out of their production process. They own their own factories, plant their own cotton, and even own their own sheep. As a result, Combat Gent is able to offer 100% Italian wool suits for $160, dress shirts for $25, chinos for $40, and silk ties for $16. Best of all, Combat Gentlemen offers free shipping and free returns on all orders. Good Living listeners can get a free tie with any purchase by going to combatgent.com and using the code GOODLIVING, now that's two words, during your checkout process. Whether you need clothes for work or for play, Combat Gent has your back.
Welcome back to Intrepid Lifestyle Radio. I'm your host, Bill Ramsey, having an awesome time talking to Mr. Scott Coondy, owner and co-founder of the Wildland Trekking Company. Scott, I'm interested in your belief about adventure and risk in the lives of people today. Without any other priming, talk to us about that.
Absolutely. Well, one of our beliefs is that risk is an inherent part of life. And we feel like a lot of today's pursuits are about trying to avoid risk. You know, it's almost compulsive, we feel like, in today's society, this striving for security and trying to avoid risk. And my belief is that one of the equations that is universal is the risk to reward ratio, which is basically the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. That's true in investments. That's true in relationship. The more you're willing to put on the line, the more fulfilling that relationship will be. And we believe that it's true across everything in life. And so one of the focuses for us is introducing adventure to people that haven't done this type of adventure before. You know, sometimes some of the things that we're scared of, like, you know, crossing a high mountain pass, you know, you got to hike fast, you got to get up early and you got to get across it fast before the thunderstorms roll in that afternoon, which is a real risk. You know, hiking in grizzly country. In the Grand Canyon, you might be hiking from one camp to another camp and there's no water for 8 or 9 miles, you know, and you got to be smart. You've got to be aware of what you're doing. You've got to be alert. You know, these things that are really important. And I think in a lot of ways, because we strive for security so much, I think that sense of aliveness and alertness and fulfillment and achievement, I think they're deadened or decreased through that striving for security. And so our trips, what we seek to do is to really show people the joy of risk and the joy of adventure. And we do it in a controlled way. I mean, people are hiking with an expert. Every trip has a satellite phone. You know, all of our guides are medically certified and they're expert in the areas they guide in. And so it gives people an opportunity to really have a good taste of adventure and what that risk is and the rewards of that, but in a way that's much more controlled than, say, just going out and just diving into doing something on your own.
So, Scott, if you don't mind, talk to our audience. Give them some advice on going out and finding the right trip for them, be it through an outfitter like you or be it on their own. What have you seen people doing as they're looking to strike out? You know, what are the common mistakes you see and what advice would you give somebody as far as making the most of the trip they're going to take? Again, either on their own or with an outfitter like you or someone else.
Yeah, great question. What I would recommend, if somebody doesn't have any experience in the outdoors or wilderness backpacking, climbing, mountain biking, these sorts of activities, I really recommend going with an expert at least the first time. And what you're going to do is you're going to learn about what equipment to bring. You're going to learn about how to make the experience more comfortable. I see a lot of people, you know, they jump into something and, you know, maybe they don't get hurt. They don't get into trouble, but they're miserable. You know, if you don't have the right rain gear and you don't know how to cook good backcountry meals and you jump into a backpacking trip and, you know, you end up eating cold beans and you get soaked by a thunderstorm and you sleep cold or you get lost or, you know, these things are, people are unlikely to come back and try it again. A lot of people. And so we feel that one of the best ways to do it is to go with an expert, learn the best practices. And then after that, start to explore on your own. We have people that do one trip with us and then they start doing them on their own. And we have other people that continue to do trip after trip with us. If people do decide to look for a company to go with, I definitely recommend a couple things to make sure you find a solid company. One is to look and see how many years they've been in business. There are some fly-by-night companies. There's a lot of really great, highly experienced companies out there, but there are some that are pretty fly-by-night. And so to look at how long they've been in business, I would look at online reviews. TripAdvisor is the biggest these days. TripAdvisor is a great resource to see people's track record. And then I would just trust your gut, you know, look at their website. Do they have a good website? Do they provide a lot of information? And then call and chat with them and see if you feel like it's a good choice. So that's what I would recommend. You know, if people do decide to jump into it on their own, there are some great resources. There's a great book called Mountaineering Freedom of the Hills, which is sort of the Bible, quote unquote, of outdoor enthusiasts. It's a great way to, you know, read the book and learn about all the different techniques. You can buy how to backpack books. You know, you're going to spend about $1,000 in gear at least getting yourself outfitted, and you don't even know you're going to enjoy it that much. So that's, for some people, another reason to go with a guiding company first and just make sure you like it before you go and invest in all that. So.
Yeah, so along those lines, so for the people who come out on one of your expeditions, do they need to bring their own gear or do you provide that?
Yeah, great question. So we provide all of what we call the group gear, which is we do all the cooking, we provide all the meals, we provide tents, we provide sleeping pads, sleeping bags, we provide specialty items for certain conditions, like in the Grand Canyon in the winter, we provide crampons because of the icy trails. You know, in Yellowstone, we provide bear spray because of the grizzly bear risk. We provide food hanging equipment in Yellowstone for hanging food at night. In Rocky Mountain National Park and in the Sierras, Yosemite and Sequoia Kings Canyon, we provide bear canisters. The food has to go in bear canisters at night. The only things that we ask our guests to provide are clothing, obviously boots, rain gear, and then a couple small gear items, a headlamp and water bottles. And then maybe certain times of the year in Yellowstone or other mountain areas, mosquito head nets. Sometimes the mosquitoes in certain camps can be worse than others. But other than that, we provide almost everything.
I got to tell you, I've never met a guy whose job included bear spray. That's fascinating.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Scott, one last question about the gear. For somebody who's going on one of these more extended backcountry backpacking trips, I assume they need to bring their own backpack, or do you have that?
Oh, you know, I forgot to mention backpack. No, we provide it. We provide the big backpacks, or like on a llama trip or a mule-assisted trip or one of our in-based or base camp trips, we provide day packs. So we provide the backpacks. We also provide trekking poles.
Yeah, so it strikes me the two things that I've just caught on to are for somebody who's looking to get into this, you know, hiring somebody like you or another reputable outfitter affords them the chance to, one, have the best chances of a fun trip, and two, mitigates the cost of a gear that they may decide they don't want after all. So that's fascinating.
Yeah, there also is one other, and it doesn't have to do as much with the guest experience or the hiker experience, but people that hike into areas without the experience have a much bigger impact on the parks or the park that they hike into than with a guided group. You know, if somebody hikes into the Grand Canyon, they bring the stuff's too heavy, you know, they didn't train hard enough, and now they got to hike out from the bottom. The rangers down there have these just amazing stockpiles of gear that's been left behind, food that's been ditched. When food gets ditched, ravens dig into it. Then, you know, litter gets scattered around. Like Grand Canyon National Park, again, they average almost one rescue per day. That's either a helicopter or some sort of ranger-assisted rescue. And for the most part, it's people that just didn't have the experience to dive into it. So, you know, from the perspective of stewarding our national parks, it's also great to have the experience, the right equipment, the right training before you go into these experiences. So,
So I'm a dad of three kids, and I want them to experience nature and the outdoors like I used to when I did more backpacking back in my college days. Are your trips kid appropriate?
Certain ones are, and I would say certain ones are not. Children have to be, we require an age of at least 12 to join a scheduled trip. That means a trip where there's a mix of adults and people from various groups. However, we do accommodate a lot of families, and we take them on a case-by-case basis, depending on their level of physical activity, their level of experience. Our mule-assisted trips and llama treks, I believe, are a fantastic opportunity for people with kids. You know, on the llama treks, the kids get to lead a llama, which is, for a lot of kids, just super neat. They really develop a bond with the animals, and they get to get way in the backcountry without having to carry a heavy backpack. They get to, you know, it's a real wilderness experience, very real. Yet without the burden of the heavy backpack, which for a lot of kids is too much. And, you know, it's hard for the parents to carry the extra weight or even our guides. And so the llama trips or mule-assisted treks, they're great options for families.
Scott, we're almost out of time. I got two more questions for you, though. One of them is about how you guys run your business. I want to let you brag for a second on some of the freedom that you give your guides. Talk to us a little bit about how your guides really make the trip something extraordinary.
We believe that on an outdoor adventure trip, like the ones we operate, that the guide is the number one factor that makes the trip great. You know, the places we go into are fantastic, and they always will be, and they always are. You know, there might be different weather conditions, that sort of thing, but the guide is really the key to a really, really great experience. On our reviews, every guest gets an evaluation, and the reviews we get back, there's two things people always talk about. One is the landscape, the beauty, the wildlife, and then the other one is their guide. And so our belief and our business philosophy is that we want our guides to own their trips. We don't want them to feel like robots. We don't want them to feel like there isn't any room for creativity. And so what we've done from the very beginning is set it up so that the guide, they really own the trip. We have systems in place to support them. We put them through solid training. We have a 7-day evaluation course that they have to attend. Every trip gets an evaluation at the end of it. So we're always keeping an eye on the guest experience. But in that process, we let the guide have a lot of creativity on the trip. They decide, they figure out the menu. They talk to the guests 2 weeks before the trip and gather information on how to make the trip great for the guests. They can vary the itineraries in certain situations. Creating the recipes and the food for a trip is, if you ask any of our guides, it's one of the things they love most about working for us. It's a place where they can really exercise creativity and have fun with it. You know, Bill, we get unbelievable reviews on our food. And we believe full-heartedly it's because our guides are passionate about not only their jobs, but about providing our guests with really, really great meals in the backcountry. And it might sound kind of funny, like putting that much energy into meals on an adventure trip like this. But I'll tell you, it's not only a enjoyment piece, it's actually a safety piece. Because when you're 5 days in the backcountry, you know, thunderstorms just rolled through, you know, people are feeling very like they're out in the middle of nowhere, very remote. And to be able to sit down to a really, really tasty, nutritious, hot meal, better than even a lot of people have at home, you wouldn't believe what that does for morale and for enjoyment. So that's a big piece for us.
Well, Scott, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. So this is the last question. How can our audience learn more about you guys and get in touch with you?
Yep. So we would love to hear from people interested in our trips. You can go to www.wildlandtrekking.com. Or you can give us a call at 800-715-HIKE, which is 800-715-4453. We have, our reps are on the phones 7 days a week, and we're happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Scott Cundy, owner and co-founder of the Wildland Trekking Company. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Thank you, Bill.
That wraps this episode. Make sure you stay in the know when we publish new shows. How, Bill, would I do that? That is a brilliant question. Click on the link at the bottom of this page. That takes you to our curated mailing list, which is much more special than just a plain old mailing list. How? Another good question. When you go there, you'll actually be able to click on the topics that interest you, and we will send you alerts when we publish something that we think needs to be on your radar, according to what you've told us you want to hear. I'm your host, Bill Ramsey. I will see you next time on the Intrepid Lifestyle Radio Show.